Chapter 75. "Look, folks," LP started as he entered the studio, "I wasn't able to get much from Sylvie or a clue about what she's up to." "But you did at least shag her," Dian couldn't resist, as she had a pretty good idea about exactly what had happened. LP blushed. He paused a little too long, and then Faith continued, "And that's why you don't have a decent update for us. You were busy giving her the 7-inch remix special," she joked, alluding to the fact that many songs were remixed in 7-inch productions. They all chuckled, except for LP. "Look, folks, I fucked up," he said, and then realized his unfortunate phrasing. He continued before anyone else could tease him. "I know I let you down. Here's what I do know, though. She built Gaia, and for all we can conjecture, it's been with us for a while. I almost feel like she is Gaia. Or maybe it's her. I don't know. But what I can say for sure is that she's like..." He paused, trying to think of the right words. "She's gone from being an anarchist activist to an animal archivist. She's been recording all kinds of animal-related music. And when I was at her place, not shagging," he said, interrupting Dion before she could say it, "I found a whole bunch of albums and music collections related to whale vocalizations." "Sylvie Hunter seems like quite the Renaissance artist," Eugene said, with a hint of admiration in his tone. "Programmer, business person, activist, or archivist, as you say, LP. And now it seems like we've discovered that she's into some form of omnibioacoustics." It was Atman's turn to tease his old friend. "You keep saying that word, but I don't think it's ever been printed in a dictionary anywhere." "And that's the beauty of language," Eugene said excitedly. "Words don't exist until we make them up. Words like satellites or hallucinations or omnibioacoustics. You know exactly what those mean when I say them, but they're not in any existing lexicon, but they will be. Language is a moving river that picks up debris and garbage, but also cleans itself as it washes across the rocks. We humans barely know enough about our own languages, and yet there are still potentially millions of other forms of communication being used every day. We're just too arrogant to appreciate this." "I agree," Faith said. "In fact, I think we're all agreed that someone must have taught the whales to speak to us. Or maybe they learned our language. They've probably been hearing Morse code across the oceans for decades now, so it's only logical that they would use that language. It's not like we can speak English underwater, is it?" Suddenly, LP jumped to his feet. "Holy shit! Holiest of holy fucking shits!" he shouted. He had connected some of the dots and dashes. "Do you think it's possible that Sylvie or Gaia has taught animals our language?" Eugene shared in LP's eureka moment. "Yes, I think you're right, LP. Not only that, but she or it or they might actually be communicating directly with non-human species. This is like Tesla discovering how to harness electricity or some French guy finding the Rosetta Stone. Things will never be the same," Dion said, not knowing the gravity of her comment.